You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 3. Chill!
Yes, hello everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Majim of RPG and the Premier by Pocket. Welcome to another new episode of Majim Like the Podcast. Hope all is well. And yes, this is a season 3 premiere, y'all. Season 3. We did it, y'all. You know, yeah. And we are doing a pandemic. Crazy, I know. But, you know, on this episode, of course, I got a special guest. We got a hip-hop artist. She doing big things. She brought us a song for us today as well. And we're going to talk to her about, you know, her new career and many more. And y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
Hey guys, this is Pam DeLau coming straight out of Brooklyn, New York, and you are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I will have the Mr. Gentleman Facts quote of the day. And today, ladies, just remember, you are beautiful no matter what. I mean, I'm pretty sure I don't have to explain what that means. I want y'all to do is look in the mirror right now. Look in the mirror. And I want you to say to yourself, I am beautiful. And a lot of people don't think that because, you know, low social thing or something that happened in the past or somebody that probably don't want them, but you always gotta remember to look yourself in the mirror and say to yourself that you are beautiful, because at the end of the day, inside and out, you are beautiful. And whoever told you that you wasn't, pretty sure they're probably worse than you. And I talk about looks, I talk about their attitude and how they were brought up. So just remember to not let anybody bring you down, and that you are beautiful inside and out. And that is today, Mr. Gentleman Fact Quote of the Day.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m., the old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m., and we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays at 12 a.m., and y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realwiththegentlemanlifestylepocket.com. www.realwiththegentlemanlifestylepocket.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
Hey, what's up? My name is Benga, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I got my special guest. She is a recording artist that got a project out right now called A New Vibe. I got Benga in the building. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing good.
That's good. That's good. And, you know, welcome to my show.
Thank you for having me.
You know, anytime. So, you know, let's start this interview.
Yeah.
All right. So, where are you from? We can start with that.
Okay. So, I was born and raised in Far Rockaway, Queens, New York. Currently, I live in Connecticut, but Far Rockaway is where I was born and raised.
Okay. Nice. So, describe yourself in one word and why.
So, to describe myself in one word, I would definitely say positive. Like, I try to have a positive outlook regardless of any situation I'm in. I feel super blessed, so I try to remain positive and keep that in mind.
Okay, nice. And I got a positive vibe off you, so I believe that you are definitely positive, you know. So, how did you come up with the name Benga?
Benga was a nickname given to me, but I flipped it and I made it into building a new generation against adversity.
Oh, wow, that's deep. Wow, nice.
Yeah.
All right, so what inspired you to become an artist?
So I was always a creative person, you know? I used to perform in showcases and talent shows as a young girl, and I would write poetry in middle school, but it wasn't until I got into high school where I actually started rapping.
Okay, nice. So my next question was, what age did you discover you had talent?
Oh, so that would definitely had to be freshman year of high school, which was age 14. That's when I started listening to Lil Wayne Heavy. And I was like, yo, this guy's a genius. And I just started rapping from there, you know? At the age of 14.
Okay, nice. I do like Wayne. You know, my favorite will always be Carter 3. That will always be my favorite album from Wayne. So, how would you describe your style?
I would describe it as conscious rap. You know, the Kendricks and the J. Coles of the game. Definitely following that route. If you guys don't know, conscious rap comes from the idea that social change can come about through self-knowledge and personal discovery and society awareness. So, conscious rap is definitely the route that would describe my style.
Nice. And I can lie, we need a lot more females who is more conscious rap. I haven't seen a lot of them like that.
Like, we always use Lauryn Hill as an example. Don't get me wrong, there are artists out there, so I don't want to say there is, but as far as, like, mainstream, we don't get the recognition. Like, Rhapsody is definitely one of the few rap females.
Oh, yeah. She is definitely one. So tell us about your project, A New Vibe, and how was the process of making that project?
New Vibe is something that I'm very super proud of because it's my first project that I ever put out. If you listen to A New Vibe, which is the first song off the project, it talks about how I transitioned and I never wanted to go to college. I just wanted to make music, but here I am. I went through college and it was kind of like a full circle moment. So A New Vibe is me coming into my new journey post college. And it's just a collection of music that'll make you feel good vibes. It has songs that'll make you feel motivated, like On My Grind and Level Up. And then there's some songs that touch on society issues like history and deception.
Okay, nice. And I did hear a new vibe, and that is an amazing project. I was blown away when I heard your project. You know,
thank
keep
you.
It up.
I appreciate that.
Okay,
it's
so
like
speaking
my
of your
song.
So speaking of the project, what was your favorite song? Give me your top three of your favorite song of the album project.
Okay, bae. You know, I want to ask you the same question, but I will say my top three favorites will have to be Level Up is my favorite. I'm actually adding a second verse to that, which we could talk about that later on, but Level Up. And then my second favorite will have to be More Money and probably A New Vibe.
Okay, nice. Okay, mine's More Money. Nice. Also like I like History.
Mm-hmm.
And also like the song that we all gonna play today. We're gonna get to that a little later though. All right, so I think we kind of spoke about this a little bit. How do you feel about the current state of hip hop, female hip hop?
Yeah, like we did speak on this a little bit. I do think that we are, you know, getting recognized, but at the same time, there's a huge gap if you compare it to men in this field. I think that we're rising up, and it's just women, we have more expectations. We are expected to conform to the industry, what the industry expects of us. And so it's a little harder and challenging for us. But like in every other area in life, we will prevail. That's how I feel.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that. So, you know, with everything going on right now, you know, with COVID, the racism injustice in America, how did it affect you?
So I was fortunate enough to be able to, work from home, thankfully. My mom and my sister actually on the front line, they're nurses.
Oh, wow.
So I came from Connecticut back to Far Rockaway to be with them, to make sure, you know, they're good, but still, you know, keeping our little distancing throughout the house. And just finding different ways to keep myself sane so that I know once this passes, I can be in a position to help people who aren't as fortunate as I was.
Yeah, I feel you. That's real good. I feel you. And, you know, shout out to your mother and your sister for doing the front line and, you know, helping people around the world. That's, you know, that's a big thing right
now. Not easy. Yeah.
All right. So, who is your dream artist that you want to work with?
Oh, I could name a handful, but top J. Cole for sure. he's one of my role models in the industry and music. I will have to say J. Cole for sure.
Okay, nice. So what other projects do you have going on?
Actually, I'm currently working on my second project, which I'm excited about. It should be out before the end of the year. I'm aiming for September because I want to put it out before my birthday, but we'll see. It's similar. It's still feel good music, but it's way more upbeat songs. So it's songs that you could bump in your car, in the club.
Okay, nice. Now you already know I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely looking forward to your next project.
Me too.
So what is your dream venture? Something that you always wanted to do?
Okay. So I will say, I'm gonna break this up. So short term would definitely be continue songwriting, and I would love to songwrite for other artists. That's like my short term goal that I always have wanted to do. And long term, you know, I strive to hopefully one day open up a business which will eventually bring about but that business will consist of community hubs for the youth, and it'll teach them to learn about culture, art, and tech. Because, you know, I am in the tech field as well, so.
Nice, big things. So what do you have to say for anybody that's going the same route as you?
Oh man, it ain't easy, but it's worth it. Like, you gotta be resilient. You gotta know that what doesn't kill you make you stronger. Mm-hmm. It's our adversities that shape us. We gotta pull through. If you ever having difficult times, just know that it's preparing you for something greater. Like, everyone has their own timeline, so don't compare yourself to other people. You have to work hard, because hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. So you either win or you learn. You never lose.
Deep. Oh, you ain't know. Before we go, we're gonna play your song, and also one of my favorite songs, The Session. Tell us about this song. Yes. and tell us about why it's like related to real life right now.
So deception means is a form of deceit. My way home from Made in America in 2017. And this song just came to me, and I got my niece and my sister to sing on the hook. And yeah, like I said, I dedicated to anybody who was a victim of police brutality, a victim of social injustice. And then the ending, if you hear the song, I ended it off with a little poem, which was suggested to me by my brother. And he was like, yo, just add a poem. Cause you know, I used to do poetry. Mm. So this is a little bit about what the song is about. And I'm glad that people are speaking up on this now. Cause at the time when I first put out the song, it was like kind of frowned upon. The people that I let hear it, they wasn't really sure how this was going to fit into what was going on at the time or what was being listened to at the time. But like I said, everybody has their own timeline. So just because at that moment, no one was catching on, I'm very thankful that it's being played now and people can hear how important it is to use your First Amendment right.
Okay, nice. And I do enjoy the song, and you know, it's an amazing song. But you know, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. You know, you are a very intelligent girl. You're doing your thing. I'm looking forward to everything that you're doing. Your style is very different. Just keep doing your thing, and you know, you're killing it right now.
Yes, I appreciate you and your platform and giving artists like myself a place to speak. I appreciate it so much. Thank you for playing my music. I appreciate everything.
Yeah, anytime. So, you know, drop all your information, you know, your social media and where they can find your album so they can listen to it.
Yes. So, again, my name is Banga. You can find me at Banga Official on all platforms. That's B-A-N-G-A-A, 2 A's at the end, Official, O-F-F-I-C-I-A-L. And my project is called A New Vibe. You can find it on all streaming platforms, YouTube if you don't stream. And that's where you can find me. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, all social media platforms. And stay safe out there, y'all. I love you guys.
Yes. Thank you. And thank you. We'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gemini, with the Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four Brooklyn dudes, where we talk about anything about the culture. You know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the Star Riding Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and Long Live the Chief Mally Bell. And we talk many topics, from politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now. Many of our topics are very controversial. And the podcast show might not be for everybody, because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah. So if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned, because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked it had not got canceled yet. So if y'all are looking forward to listening to the Premier Boy Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, and many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mel. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gemin. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. Cheers!
Hey, what's up? My name is Benga, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Up and learning everything's a lie. Imagine feeling stuck, life passing you by. Don't know what to believe, don't know who's on your side. Don't know who wants you dead or who cares that you're alive. Imagine living every day thinking that you're free, but really you're a slave to society. Letting everybody paint a picture of how you should be. Imagine being told, don't follow your dreams. Imagine being told, you can't take a knee. You can't take a knee to protest in peace. But where I'm from, we call it reality, man. Each day it's getting harder for me to believe, man.
Say to me all that you say to me, all of the things you say, I don't know what to believe. Say to me all that you say to me, all of the things you say, I don't know what to believe.
Imagine being put in jail for something you ain't do, locked away for years. That ain't fair. Imagine being killed for no apparent reason. This is real life, it's just hard to believe it. Imagine wanting to commit suicide, cause the thought of being dead so much better than alive. Imagine sleepwalking for years, eyes open. Still, you have no idea of where you're going. The system was made for us to fail. You don't know nothing else, know that this is real. You don't like me cause the color of my skin. Let me tell you something, racism will never win. Yeah, let me tell you something, racism will never win. So let me tell you something, my people be hella lit. Yeah, let me tell you something, my people be hella lit. Yeah, we be getting bent to forget about all of this. I don't believe the things you spitting. I find out about the lies, the truth is missing. I just wanna take a bite out of the fruit that's forbidden, to find out about all the things that's hidden.
Say to me all that you say to me, all of the things you say, I don't know what to believe. Say to me all that you say to me, all of the things you say, I don't know what to believe.
I just wanna grow. I just wanna grow so I can help those who just don't know. Those who don't see that everyone has self-worth. Those who don't believe that everyone has their own timeline, follow your own flow. Those who feel left out and hurt, those who've been put in the dirt, scared and feel like their life is a joke. This is my vision, this is my mission, and I just want to thank you all for listening.
I just want to take the time and thank everybody for tuning into the new episode. Thank you for everybody that tuned into this season premiere of season 3. Thank you to my special guest, my first special guest for season 3, Banga. And please, y'all, please check out her project, A New Vibe. It is a dope body of work. Show her some support. She got her own style. She's killing it right now. So please support her. And y'all already know what to do. If y'all listen to the Premier Web Podcast, you know, continue to tune in to myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, the DJ Retro, each and every Friday, the Premier Web Podcast. We've been killing the quarantine series, so please check out the Premier Web Podcast. You already know, we are back open in NYC, but we're not open in the spots. So, when we open back up, look out for my team, YPG, each and every Friday at Catch Us, 217 Barry Street, State Premier at the door, Best Saturday Party at Taj, every Saturday, 4821st Street, 5th and 6th, State Premier at the door. If you want to be a special guest on my show, all y'all have to do is DM me, Ken_MrGentleman, I repeat, Ken, K-E-N, _Mr. M-R, Gentleman, G-E-N, TLEMAN. I am looking for a special guest for date night talk. So if you ladies, if you're single or you're taken and you want to, and you're comfortable about talking about your love life, or you want to, or you want to talk about relationships related question, come on my show for the date night talk. I still look for more special guests for season 3. I'm making sure this is going to be an amazing season. I'm making sure this is my breakout season. But once again, thank you everybody for tuning into the new episode. And have a good night.
What's up? This is your girl, Beauty Bella, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.